Okay, what about words like veranda or piazza or things like that? Do you ever use those?
I have heard of those names before, but very few times.
Uh-huh. They must be from north of here. Okay. Some people on the coast use those. So. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where you put the cows before they're milked?
Cow lot.
Okay, do you have a name for a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stone?
Well, I suppose it would be a name, but I'm not very familiar with building. The only thing I know, most of what I know about a building is what it costs.
And that's too much.
We don't.
Uh-huh. You don't mind mine?
Not it.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, things like that will help out.
There wouldn't be a colloquial name for something that doesn't exist naturally.
Yeah, that must be a North Georgia term, because of the hills. Okay, what do you call a large wooden container that's open at the top and it has a handle and you might carry water or milk in it?
What do you call large?
Oh, about this big.
Oh, something like a peck or 10-quart bucket.
Okay, is this wooden?
We call that a bale bucket.
A bale bucket?
Bale bucket.
Bale that, means the handle.
The round part of it is the bucket and the handle is a bale.
Oh. Do you use a different word if it's made out of metal?
Ma'am?
Do you use a different word if it's made out of metal?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use on the stove in the kitchen to fry things in?
To fry things in? No, that's a frying pan.
Okay.
And then something like to cook cornbread or something like that on top of the stove made out of cast iron. I think most people call that a griddle.
Huh. Does a griddle have really low sides?
Very, very low, yes. Just a handle, which is a part of the the implement, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about a skillet? Do you use that word at all?
Yes.
How's that different?
Well, that's, you can have an aluminum skillet, copper skillet, or an iron skillet, but mostly they refer to pieces of iron cookware for a skillet.
And it's
used for frying. Yeah, it has used lots of frying. In other years, I remember when a goodly number of families ran over the area when I was a youngster. They had those skillets and legs made onto them, not bolted on, but they were cast that way. And they would cook in a fireplace, open flames. They didn't have the money to pay $8 or $9 for a little cast iron stove.
Did they call that a skillet with the legs on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called a spider?
Well, that's...
Or is that something different?
That's something that you fry your cornbread in.
Uh-huh.
That low flat, low side with a handle. That's called a spider or a bread skillet.
Huh.
According to the family tradition, has named a lot of things. And if you say spider to one family, they would think about something blowing a web up in the corner of the house. To another person, you'd say spider, they'd think of something to fry a whole cake in, cornbread. I think a good many things are traditional, named by tradition from families.
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay, what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
Well, I believe there's probably two or three names for that. Mainly, they would call it the I don't get names together very good, do I?